Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't even know where my life would be if you didn't show your love towards me from the chains that were binding me. Give me liberty, oh,
set me free.
Been happening for the Lord, was on my side. I've been lost like a ship without a guide.
Tawanika Manny.
And I'm Dorsey Manny.
And we are the preacher.
And the pastor.
Today we're talking about...
Get back up again.
My, 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 my.
Oh, yes. Get back up again. This is going to be a topic that is going to open up the eyes and open up hearts. Get back up again. I'm so excited about this topic tonight. I want to tell y'all about some times where I had to get back up again. Amen.
Amen. Because, Jesus Christ, we can get back up again and know that there is better ahead. And when we get back up stronger, better than we fell down. Understand, we can fall down, but you can get back up again. And Christ came so that we could get back up again.
Yeah.
You don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay down. Get back up again.
That's right.
Some people feel like they have to stay there, but get back up again. That's what we're talking about today.
That's right. Getting back up again.
Amen. We're just now tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show. We're talking about today, get back up again. Get back up again. A lot of us may have in your life fallen short of glory and, you know, were stuck there and feel like, you know what, God is not going to accept me. God is not going to forgive me. But understand, God has already forgiven you. Get back up again. You don't have to stay in that place. Receive that Jesus Christ came. He's already did it all on the cross so that you can get back up again and have all that God has for you today. So this show will help us not to stay down or to stay away from God's given grace through faith in what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross. The Bible says in James 5:19-20, and I'll give you all the opportunity to get there. Again, James 5, chapter 5, verse 19-20. If you're just here and tuning into the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about get back up again. You do not have to stay there. And as we continue on with this show, just understanding where you are. Some of us are still down dealing with guilt, dealing with shame, dealing with hurt, dealing with pain, dealing with unforgiveness. You don't have to stay there dealing with sin. You don't have to stay there. Get back up again. Life knocks you down. Choices knocks you down, but you can get back up again. Again, that chapter is, we're in the James chapter 5, verse 19 through 20. The Bible says, brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sin. When we look at these scriptures here, clearly this person who has wandered from the truth is a believer who has fallen into sin. So one who is no longer living a life consistent with his or her beliefs. Christians disagree over whether or not it is possible for people to lose their salvation, but all agree that those who move away from their faith are in serious trouble and need to repent. So James urges Christians to help backsliders. Again, James here speaking about helping the backslider. He urges us as Christians to help one another, to help the backslider return to God by taking the initiative, praying for the person, and acting in love. We can meet the person where he or she is and bring him or her back to God and his forgiveness. Again, we're in James chapter 5, verse 19 through 20. Get back up again. You don't have to stay there. And we're here to help one another to get back up again when we fall down, when we allow ourselves to be consumed with the world and worldly things and become the world instead of living in this world. Get back up again. Get back to what God has you to do. Get back to God. Don't stay there. Get back. And then we're looking at verse 20 here. So the book of James emphasizes faith in action. So right living is the evidence and result of faith. The church must serve with compassion and speak lovingly and truthfully, live in obedience to God's commands, and love one another. Now, the body of believers ought to be an example of heaven on earth, drawing people to Christ through love for God and each other. So if we truly believe God's word, we will live it day by day. Now, God's word is not merely something we read or think about, but something we do believe. Faith, belief, faith, and trust must have hands and feet, which are ours. If you just get to the end, we're talking about get back, amen. Get back up again. You don't have to stay there. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Now, getting back up again, you know what? While you were over there in James, you know, I was thinking about a time to where, you know, I was down, you know, and this place, and nobody wants to be down, and most people don't even want to remember when they were down. And when I'm saying when I was down, you know, I'm talking about my spirit. You know, the spirit of me was just low. I just felt like, you know, everything else looked like it was going okay, but the spirit of me, I mean, I was down. It's like people would say things, and it would bring me down. It just bring me down lower and lower and lower, almost to the point where I just felt like, oh, man, just every time somebody say something, it's just walking all over me. You know, so I was down. And what I did realize, I realized that there were things that I were doing. They were definitely all according to how this world or how or the job that I had or how the relationship, you know, that I was in. That it just told me, like, this is what you were supposed to do. This is how you're supposed to do. It's like I was setting a time clock to be able to live how people told me how to live. And when I did that, what I believe now, what was going on, I was allowing the world and I was allowing people to rule over me and to lord over me and to tell me how to think and to tell me how to do this, which would lead me into a place where they would just always keep me down, just all type of things keep me down until I got into the Word of God. Now, most of the time when a person gets knocked down or like I like to say, when you – when something comes falling down, either you get knocked down or something comes falling down, it's something that we create. It's something that we create, and we be following that thing. We be in that place to where, you know, we just trying to make it work. I'm going to make it work. We see it's not working, but I'm going to try to make it work. We just do not want to start over. We just do not want to start over. I was in that place where, oh, I don't want to start over. I just been here, and I've been on this job for all this time, and now I know this job just keep on having me in this place. I've been in this situation. Even if it's a relationship, I've been in this relationship. I'm going to make it work. But over here in first chapter, says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And 2 says, the same was in the beginning with God. So now, that's one thing. Just reading this right here, that's one thing that nobody likes to start over. Nobody likes to start from the beginning. Because what it is that I have thought out to do, the path that I've been down, I've been doing this for so long. Now I've been knocked down. Yes, I've been knocked down. You know, I'll get back up and get knocked down again and get back up and get knocked down again. Well, maybe that's for a reason. Maybe I'm going the wrong way. Yes. And I did realize that at some point. I realized that, you know what? What it is that I'm doing, I'm going the wrong way. And that's why I cannot succeed in this area. I can't succeed in this area because it ain't the way that I'm supposed to go. Beginning. Who wants to start all over again? Preacher, who wants to start all over? That's a question. That's one thing that people just do not want to admit that, you know what, I'm going the wrong way. I don't want to start all over again. Yeah, I know I'm getting knocked down, but that's all right. I'm used to getting knocked down. I don't want to start. Have you ever been in that place? We just did not want to start all over again.
You know what I have to say? You know, I look at it two different ways there. Sometimes we're looking to start over. We're looking for a new beginning. We're looking, you know what? And we're looking to be broken and be made new. So with some of us do not want to start off. Some of us will not let go of that thing that is causing us stay down and not able to get back up because it's familiar to us. We're comfortable with that. We've come complacent in it. So we don't want to start off, especially when it comes to relationships and you feel like you've invested time with this person, and you're like, I just don't want to start over. So people will stay in certain situations, even in jobs, because they just don't want to start over because they've invested in so much. But then you have people like me that have been in situations where I'm tired and I want a new beginning. I wanted to start over down the right way. I was tired of being in that same place. I didn't let myself get complacent in it, that I was ready for a fresh start. I was ready for a new beginning. And we know with that, when you want a new beginning and a fresh start, you have to start over.
Yes, yes. You're right about that. When you want a fresh start, you definitely have to. I guess I was in that place. The reason I asked you that question, because I just wanted to digest me, because I've been knocked down. It's right here, get back up again. I've been knocked down so many times, and it got to the point where I ain't going to be knocked down no more. I think I have to be built
right,
up stronger. I have to have
something. Giving myself over, losing.
Now I got to be stronger. I got to be stronger this time. See, now being stronger, to me, being stronger is knowing what I've done. What I've done, not what somebody else done, knowing what I've done and realizing and that, you know what, I did that wrong. Okay, I did that wrong. Okay, I won't do that again. And because I stopped doing what it is that I was doing, then now, see, I can't be knocked down by that again. So I ain't going to have to worry about having to get up off the floor because, see, I know that situation that I was in at first, it maybe looked like it was, maybe looked it good, or it maybe looked like, you know, I can deal with it. But the whole thing that I did wrong was I just wanted to be in a situation that looked it good, but it was not good for me. It was not good for me. And it kept me in that place where I just be knocked down. I think I heard you say on one show, broke down, having knocked down, or having broke down. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
some
my
people,
goodness.
They get broken, they got to get broke down. It's being broken enough, and then you got to get broke down where there's no
way.
I'm just going to be honest about it.
That's right. Just being honest about it. You know, we get knocked down all the time. Now, especially when I was on the football team. You know, I was on a pretty large-sized football team. I think it was about maybe 55 to 100 players. So there was a lot of getting knocked down because everybody was fighting for a position. Everybody was fighting for a position. It don't matter if you were on the freshman team or you were a senior playing on the varsity team. No one had a position that was guaranteed. You know, it was from week to week. Only the strong person, whoever proved themselves to be able to learn the plays the fastest, whoever proved themselves to be the strongest. We had to line up in front of each other, and the bigger guys lined up versus the smaller guys. And I understand the reason why the coach was doing it, but I got a lot of getting knocked down. I'm talking about I used to get knocked down hard. I forgot hitting so hard, and this right here, I'm going to show you how this relates to life. I got hit so hard out there playing against these bigger guys to where my whole, like, I couldn't even see. You know, I'm looking up at the sky. I couldn't see anything, you know, nothing but sun. It was blinding me. But I could hear a voice, and it was the voice of my coach saying, get up, get up, get up. Now, I'm hurting. I done got knocked down. I got hit hard. But I heard this voice that was telling me to get up, get up, get up. Now, I didn't want to because don't he just realize I just got hit hard? Yeah, he realized I got hit hard. But he knew as hard as I got hit, he knew that all this equipment that I have, see, I was equipped from head to toe. I had a helmet on and shoulder pads and all this equipment. I got hit hard, but it didn't hurt me. I just got knocked down, but it didn't hurt me. Now, when I was right there in that place where I was laying on my back and I was looking up, the only thing I can see was the light that came from the sun, and I can hear that voice that encouraged me to get up. Well, you know what? The same type of things, I realized that, you know, by growing up, because I've gotten knocked down so many times out there in that hot sun and going up against bigger people inside of me, that built some character that was inside of me. So now when I came out here and started to live on my own and be able to be in this world, the same type of thing was going on. There were stronger people or bigger people that were in a better position that all the time wanted to have me in that place where they could knock me down or to beat me down, and they did do that same thing, but they could never keep me down. The reason why they couldn't keep me down because I have already, that characteristic was already built inside of me. Yeah, you may knock me down now, but you ain't going to keep on knocking me down because one of these times you're going to try to knock me down and I ain't going to be moved. And the reason I ain't going to be moved because I done already anchored myself. Now, when you do that, you anchor yourself. I'm talking about being in the Word. Anchor yourself in the Word. Anchor yourself in the Word. When you find yourself getting knocked down, put your eyes on the Word of God. And when you put your put your eyes on the Word of God, then you are preparing yourself. You are anchoring yourself to where now somebody just can't easily knock you down. Amen.
Yes. Amen. We're just going to tune into the Preacher and the Pastor Show. We're talking about get back up again, and that is a good example, you know, and it's so important because a lot of us, we go through and we get knocked down and we don't know how to get up again and understand what the Word says. The Bible says it, and the reason why some people don't get back up again because they're ashamed. So they live the life.
Yeah.
They live their life in that place. Knocked down, defeated, discouraged, ashamed, living with guilt, living with unforgiveness, not being able to forgive themselves, can get back up again. People say that they stayed away from the church, they stayed away from God for 20 years because they backslid, because they couldn't take it no more, and they found it hard to get back, you know, because they had turned their back on God. But I'm here to encourage you today, like Pastor said, to encourage you to get back up again. Though you may fall, but you can get back up again. We thank God, we thank Jesus, we thank God for Jesus Christ who came so that we're able to get back up again when we fall short. The Bible says in Romans 3, that's Romans 3, you all, verse 20,